Chapter 4. Beyond the high seas, far away on Green Isle, a monumental bulk loomed over the landscape of swamps, streams and water meadows. The once proud timber fortress of the Wildloch Otter clan, it had been inhabited for untold seasons by cats. Rigu Felis and his barbaric ancestors before him had held sway over Green Isle for as long as any beast could remember. The isle had become no place for otters to live. Apart from a small band of outlaw otters, the rest were slaves, completely subjugated by the mighty warlord and his cats. It was the cat's home now, a solid fortress built entirely of pine logs on the lake shore. Part of the structure jutted out over the lake, where it was supported upon pillars of stone in the shallows. On the stairs outside the upper tower chamber, Lady Kaltag, the mate of Rigu Felis, sat in a window alcove with Atunra, the warlord's pine marten aid. Kaltag's lustrous black tail twitched back and forth restlessly beneath her fur-trimmed cloak as she waited to be admitted into the chamber. On the lower stairs, the two sons of Felis and Kaltag were arguing and fighting. Gifre was the burlier of the two. His brother, Petru, was half a head shorter and not as well fleshed, but it was he who was the fiercer. Petru lashed out at Gifre, snarling.
"If he dies, I will be warlord of Green Isle. Then you will have to watch out, flabby tail."
Gifre dodged past him and ran yowling to his mother's side.
"Tell him, Mama! We're both supposed to rule as warlords if father dies, aren't we?"
She took his paw, calling severely to her other son.
"Petru, come up here right now."
The young cat did as he was bidden, though he stayed clear of Kaltag's grasp, pouting and stamping his foot paw.
"Gifra's soft. I'd make the best warlord."
Kaltag reprimanded the pair.
"Shame on you both, talking as if your father were going to die."
Petru dodged forward, treading on his brother's tail. He smirked maliciously at Atunra.
"I saw what the big bird did to him. He will die, won't he?"
The pine marten shook her head, wincing as screeches and growls emanated from the chamber.
"Nay, thy father is a true wild cat. The healers will save him."
More screeches came from within, together with the crashing of furniture being hurled about. Suddenly, the door slammed open and two old cats were flung out, tumbling down the stairs. The voice of Rigu Felis roared angrily.
"Idiots! Impostors! Out before you slay me with those foul potions and rusty needles! Begone with ye!"